talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it all.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Home to Me by Sam Cooke, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show, Talking About Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Kimberly Sunt with Maison Beaufort. That's an event that's taking place next weekend down in Beaufort that you should definitely check out. Also, we'll be talking to remodeling contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Also, Margaret Lee Moniz and Amanda Kelly. They're both interior designers with Indigo Alley Interiors. And then finally, we'll be talking to the CEO of Holy City Heating and Air, Tom Harvey. Well, you may have noticed that we have moved our radio show from 1 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Saturdays to 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturdays. And I'm curious what you think about that move. If you would like to drop me an email and let me know what your thoughts are, my email is tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. Just curious what our audience thinks about that move. We've been doing this show for about 15 plus years, and so we appreciate all of the listeners that we've managed to have over the years. Also, I wanted to mention, if you have not picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our winter 2023 issue, you should definitely do that. We are in production right now on our spring issue, and so the winter issue will be going away pretty soon in the next couple of weeks. It's got Aaliyah Bosworth on the cover. And our winter issue is a really good issue because it's we feature our kitchens. It's our kitchen feature, and so you will be looking, as you look through Charleston Home and Design Magazine, one of the great things that you're going to see, number one, you're going to see some awesome photography thanks to our very talented staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and then you're also going to see the local companies that made the project possible. And the nice thing about that, very often, especially with all the newcomers to the Charleston area, they know they want a certain project to be done in their house. They want a new kitchen, a new bathroom, or outdoor living space, but they're not really sure who to call. And the nice thing about Charleston Home and Design Magazine is we always feature local projects, and then we also tell you exactly who the local contractors are that were responsible for those projects. So it's a really neat kind of program that we have that we've been very successful with. And so feel free to look through the new issue, pick it up at just about any home related showroom throughout the Charleston area. So I'm thinking Melser Tile, for example, in North Charleston, or William Smith Fireplaces in North Charleston. You can also go to GDC or Stephen Shell in West Ashley, or Carolina Lanterns and Lighting in Mount Pleasant, and pick up a free copy of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Let's see, downtown you can stop by Moloff's Plumbing Supply and pick up a copy, or Southern Lumber. On James Island, you can stop by Buck Lumber and Building Supply and pick up a copy. But definitely pick one up in the next week or two, because we gave away more magazines at our home show a month ago than we expected, and so we're starting to run a little short. So get yours before they run out. Have a great weekend. And joining us now is Kimberly Sunt with Maison Beaufort, an antiques home and garden show happening in Beaufort, South Carolina, March 2nd through the 5th. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm great, Tim. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Kimberly, take a moment and tell everyone about Maison Beaufort.
Well, this is the sixth year that we've held the show, and it's just fabulous. We bring in vendors mostly from the East Coast, kind of all over the place, a few from Charleston also, to the darling downtown Beaufort, South Carolina area. And I guess a little over 20 dealers and vendors, and it's a show for 3 days where the public can come in and shop, be inspired, get ideas, and hopefully take a little bit of the show home with them.
Gotcha. What type of vendors or dealers come to Maison Beaufort?
It's a very curated, invitation-only show. So we've got a lot of more traditional French and English antiques. We have a jewelry designer. We have two artists, very different types. One is very much focused on Southern art. Another one is these big canvases that are just, it's just beautiful stuff you've never seen before. We've got tabletops, we've got some smaller items, home accessories, a wonderful garden selection. So there's something for everyone, but it's really, really high quality, which is one of the things I think that makes this show so special, is you don't find a lot of, I'll just use the word, you don't find a lot of junk. You mm-hmm. find really, really high quality, like if you were shopping in high-end antique stores.
Gotcha. All right. How many people typically will attend Maison Beaufort?
We will probably have around 1,500 people over the course of the weekend. And that's a lot of people descending on little Beaufort, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. What is your involvement? Are you a designer or a dealer?
I am neither. My real job is in marketing and customer experience, primarily for boutique hotels and the interior design industry. I used to live in Atlanta, and when I was there, one of my clients had, I would produce all of their designer show houses every year. So that's kind of how I got involved in this. One of the founders recently left Beaufort and moved to Santa Fe. So I've been brought on board. So we just help, you know, we make sure it's a great experience for the dealers, and we try to make sure it's a great experience for the guest too. We're just a block off of downtown Beaufort, so it's wonderful. So we have a lot of people who come into town just for this weekend so they can shop our show and also shop down with our downtown merchants.
Great. What makes Maison Beaufort different from other antique home and garden shows?
You know, I've kind of touched on it. I think one of the biggest things is the fact that we are so particular on who we invite to be a part of this show. And I also think the location, you know, it's not out in a warehouse district. It's not in a big convention center or anything like that. It's intimate. So it's small enough that it's doable. Sometimes it's sort of like when you, you know, I can't handle shopping at malls anymore because there's too much there. Mm-hmm. This is a little more like boutique shopping because it, even though there's over, you know, 20 vendors, and that's a lot, but it's doable. And I think the fact that you're right there, you know, two blocks off of the water and, you know, one block off of Main Street Bay Street in Beaufort is it makes it really special too, because you can truly make a whole weekend of it and you don't even need your car once you get into town.
Yeah. If people are coming from Charleston or out of town, do you have suggestions on where to stay and if they want to be there overnight?
Yes. If you go to our website, we have a few hotels that we've recommended. One of the hotels is the Rett House Inn, which is just a couple of blocks away. And it's wonderful. They've created a package called, let's see if I can get the name right. It's Shopping, Stories, and Sip. So it includes tickets to either the preview party, which is Thursday night, March the 2nd, or to the general show. And by the way, anytime you buy tickets, either the preview party or a general ticket, those tickets are good all weekend. So you can come back over and over. Anyway, so it's tickets to the show, a night stay, a welcome cocktail, and then the innkeeper gives you a tour of the architecture and the antiques of the Rett House Inn. So that's pretty fun, but you can find it on our website.
Well, that's great. Any other tips on getting the most out of someone's visit to Maison Beaufort?
Take your time when you walk through. Personally, when I do something like this, I like to have my phone so I can take pictures, and then I also like to have a little notepad so I can make notes. Because you can come back, I think it's a great idea to come in, shop the show, go have lunch, and think about it, and look at your notes, and then come back in and see. Because you're going to find so much that you want, and if you can buy everything, hats off to you, that's fabulous. But I would just take your time and enjoy it. I think it's a great thing to do with a group of friends. Again, it's not so big that you'll get lost. And yeah, make a weekend out of it.
And I know that Maison Beaufort will have lots of furniture and lighting, linens, decor, garden accents. Will you have any smaller items?
Oh, absolutely. I know that Sweetgrass will be here, and she does like wonderful tabletops. There's a lot of accessories. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who that will be. It's, you know, you don't really know exactly what everyone's bringing until they get here. But I do know that we have a jewelry designer, so she will also be here. But certainly, it's not all huge, huge antiques that you need at U-Haul to get back. We've got smaller items also.
And with all those dealers coming from out of town, they prefer to sell everything that they have. So they're probably going to be motivated to give some good deals too.
Absolutely. You know, we have the preview party that I mentioned on Thursday night, which is those tickets are $40, and that's your first chance to see everything, and you can purchase that night. And then we're open on Friday and Saturday from 10 until 6. And Sunday we close at 1 o'clock. So, again, like I said earlier, the great thing is you can buy a ticket and come back over and over again.
Well, that's great. Well, if folks want more information, where can they find it?
The best thing is to either go to our Instagram page or our website, and that website is maisonbeaufort.org. So MAISONBEAUFORT.org. And on Instagram, we are Maison Beaufort. And the link there it'll take you to the hotel if you want to book a room, and it'll also take you straight to the ticket page.
Excellent. Well, very good. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to Maison Beaufort happening Thursday, March 2nd, with the preview party all the way through March 5th.
And that's right. We hope to see you.
Definitely. And folks just need to go to Maison Beaufort. That's MAISONBEAUFORT.org for more information. Well, we've been talking with Kimberly Sunt with Maison Beaufort and Antiques Home and Garden Show happening March 2nd through the 5th in Beaufort, South Carolina. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
And now we're talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about CK Contracting.
Sure. Yeah. CK Contracting is a residential remodeling business that has been around since 2002 when I first started it. In that time frame, we've done several different things. However, we've always have focused on the end user, that being CK Contracting just works for the end user,
being the homeowner.
So correct. Yes. We don't do spec builds. We don't do flips, like many contractors may have gotten into the last couple of years. We have just stayed true to working with the end user. Now going back probably 10 years ago, we had more of a focus on new construction. However, 10 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of new construction going on, which is quite different from today. However, we had gotten really good at remodeling. And now today, I joke around with people sometimes and I say we identify as a remodeler. So we're remodeling first. We'll also build houses as well, but by far the majority of our work is remodeling.
Gotcha. What is it you prefer about remodeling versus new construction?
Well, we've just gotten good at it, to be honest with you. Not everyone wants to do it. It's a different approach than new construction. We've gotten good at it. We've set up processes specifically for it. Working with the clients is something that we're good at. Not every builder or contractor has the same personality or a personality to work in such close proximities with the client.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I understand. Well, one of the specialties for CK Contracting is you've worked with many homeowners to help construct outdoor living spaces for them. I'm looking at the opening feature in the summer 2022 issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we always pick a really spectacular project for our opener, and that was one of the projects that CK Contracting did, and this was the pool house. There was an outdoor kitchen, an outdoor fireplace that was constructed by CK Contracting. Can you talk about that project?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that was a great article that Charleston Home and Design did. And, so within the last few years, one change that CK Contracting has done is more focus on outdoor spaces. And a lot of people have an interest in these nowadays. Now, let me first answer the first question. That one project that you mentioned, yes, it was a pool house. It was almost an elaborate pool house, if you will. We've done several other pool homes. That's probably one of the more elaborate ones. So it had nice finishes and also all the amenities. It had it all. Like you said, it had the outdoor kitchen bar area. It had the outdoor fireplace. It actually even had an outdoor bathroom as well. So it checked a lot of boxes, and it really fits the client's needs and wants. They're really happy and satisfied with it. And now moving forward, CK has worked with a handful of pool builders, local pool builders, and it's outdoor living, backyard spaces. It's really easy in concept. However, it takes a lot of coordination with a pool builder, with a landscape architect. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of different contractors involved. So we've gotten good at it. We've gotten good at getting the questions and the scopes and the scope of work, so there's no overlap of work, which is pretty critical in those projects. We've also have brought on an outdoor cabinet line called Weather Strong. Weather Strong is an all PVC outdoor cabinet that installs like normal interior cabinets, but it's fully waterproof. We're a dealer for them. We just did our first install on Daniel Island on a pool cabana a couple months ago, and we're going to continue with that. We've got to get it up and put on our website as well, to sell cabinets retail as mm-hmm. well to clients as well, should they want to DIY it, so to speak.
Yeah, you're right about it being a multifaceted kind of approach to an outdoor living space. For example, that one project with the pool house that we've been talking about, that involved bringing in subcontractors to like masonry and stone contractors to build that outdoor fireplace, for example. And it looks like there might be some of that artificial turf that's getting so popular, and that involved a different type of specialty to get that done. The bar looks like it has quartz countertop, so you had to work with the countertop folks to get that installed. Lots of different moving parts, as you mentioned.
Absolutely, yeah, and even when we're starting from scratch, I'll refer to the pool cabana that we recently finished up on Daniel Island. So that project, the client already had had an architect design the pool cabana. CK Contracting, we can do light lifting of design. So if they needed a pool cabana design or even interior space remodeled, that type of design we can do in-house. However, this one particular client already had architectural plans, an engineer involved for those architectural plans, a landscape architect, a landscaper, and then a pool contractor, and mm-hmm. then myself. That's a total of six contractors for you know, when we're starting from scratch for an outdoor space. Now, CK Contracting we don't have anything to do with the pool. We let the pool contractor deal with that and those aspects, and the same with the landscaping as well. However, it's just the coordination of all those contractors and getting a tight scope of work, so we know exactly who's doing what and then scheduling it as well when mm-hmm. they're doing it. So it's and then backyards, you get a small backyard, you can have quite a few mechanicals buried in the backyard. We have a project now in Mount Pleasant. It's a small backyard, and we have many mechanicals going in the backyard. So the coordination of where everything is going is critical.
Yeah, and it's important the homeowner has kind of a diagram of where everything is buried for future reference, right?
Pictures.
Yep, there you go.
There's no such thing as too many pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Our project manager does daily job logs and logs pictures every day of the project. We could literally kind of, if we were to print them all off, we could probably flip through them like those little flip books when you had when you were a kid and actually see it.
Creating, you know, the cartoon.
You could see it come to fruition that mm-hmm. way. But yes, the diagrams and photographs are extremely helpful. It's not, you know, 90% of them might not go to use, but that 10% when you need them, you are absolutely glad you have them.
Mm-hmm. outdoor living projects, that's a specialty of CK Contracting. What other parts of the home can CK Contracting help remodel?
Sure. Additions, kitchens, bathrooms. We shine the best when a project is more involved. So if you want cabinets refaced, we're not the best fit for you. If you want a new kitchen and extend the kitchen out some as well to get more space, we're a good fit for that. Additions, heck, we still do screen porch conversions into sunrooms.
Mm-hmm.
We do I want to call them ADUs, but it's not necessarily an ADU, but detached garages with living space above it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of those projects going on now. Anything residential, essentially, with multiple trades involved. We don't do the handyman work or the highly like specialized stuff like cabinet refacing or anything like that. But when there's a project with multiple trades involved, that's when we shine our best.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call the office at 843-352-4975. Aaron would be happy to hear from you. Also, of course, the internet. Our website is CKContractingSC.com. Check out our social media. We don't do enough social media, but there's some of it out there. Instagram, Facebook, House, so on and so forth. Any of those avenues are great avenues to contact us.
Excellent. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. And you can always find CK Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim.
And now joining us are interior designers Margaret Lee Moniz and Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors. How are you ladies doing?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Margaret Lee, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment and tell everyone about Indigo Alley Interiors.
Sure. Indigo Alley Interiors, we are a full-service interior design firm, and what that means is that we offer help with everything from helping homeowners with their construction process, as well as all the way down to the fine details of the, pillows and accessories, et cetera. So we kind of do it all from start to finish. And Indigo Alley is based in Charleston, South Carolina, but we do have projects throughout the United States occasionally, although most of our projects are here in the Lowcountry.
Mm-hmm.
We help our clients, like I said, with everything from start to finish, with as much or as little as they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit about our process is once someone reaches out to us, we start to chat with them about their ideas and their goals for their space. One of our biggest, what we like to do is it's not our home, it's their home. So we really want to make sure that our client is represented in their space. So we work really closely with our clients to get a feel for how they're going to use their space and what they like and what they dislike, and try to make sure that we're incorporating all of that into their project as we work with them.
Mm-hmm.
We work really closely with our clients to kind of select all those finishes, fixtures, as well as furnishing, and guide them and kind of be their representative through the construction process, or their help through the selections process, really.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Amandra, if you wouldn't mind take a moment and maybe tell our listeners about some of the different projects that Indigo Alley Interiors has been involved with. I think that might help our listeners to understand how Indigo Alley Interiors can help them specifically.
Yeah, like Margaret Lee said, we design for the client. So when a client, you know, is inquiring about an interior designer, usually we like to get in on the very beginning, maybe when you hire the architect or the builder, so we can work closely with them, so we can help you, you know, space plan, make some selections with, you know, plumbing selections. We'll do tile selections with you, flooring. And then once the construction, you know, we can do a little bit of remodeling too. We do new construction and remodeling. So like right now we're working on a project where the clients hired us from the very beginning, and we help them. They live out of state, so we help them hire a contractor, and we work closely with the contractor to get everything done. So we did a little space planning. We're gutting out the entire kitchen, all of the bathrooms, and kind of reconfiguring them to what the client would like. And then after we're finished the construction, you know, we try to make it as easy and seamless for the client. So there's, you know, if there is, there's always a problem in construction. So if there is a problem, we try to solve it and then, you know, tell the client about it and make sure we kind of come up with a couple different solutions, so they're not too stressed out about the situation. Mm-hmm. And then once construction is finished, you know, we can do anywhere from, like Margaret Lee said, the furniture, and we can do furniture plans. We can do window treatments. We can, you know, help you pick out the accessories, kind of decorate your mantle, help you design, you know, if you want shelves in your dining room and you want to put a couple things up there, we can help you do that. Bedding, you know, anything from top to bottom, we pretty much can do most of it between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a lot of what Indigo Alley does.
Mm-hmm.
We can also do, we'll do tile elevations and kitchen, kind of the preliminary drawings for, you know, the kitchen cabinets, and help you lay out that when, if you're redoing your kitchen or bathroom. And then, you know, we'll work closely with the cabinet people and the contractor and everything else to get your vision, bring it alive,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I always found interesting is when you look at some of the national shelter publications that focus on the home, every one of those rooms or those homes that you see in a national magazine, there was an interior designer involved in that. That didn't just happen by accident, and it didn't happen with the advice you're going to get from your contractor necessarily, or maybe some of the advice you get at the different showrooms that you're visiting, because that happens very frequently, where a homeowner does not have an interior designer involved, and they end up hitting up the showroom. You go to the tile showroom, and you start asking them about different questions that are outside of the realm of tile. And you're going to get some free advice, but it might not always be the best advice. And I've always heard the interior designer is the one that pulls it all together.
Yeah, we know a lot about we know a little bit about a lot of stuff. And if we don't, we will find out the information for you. And we basically, you know, our vendors are super helpful, and, you know, we do rely on them. But yeah, we help you pull everything together. For instance, we had a client on Kiowa. She was redoing her entire house. She gutted it to the studs. And when she came to us, she just had these, like, really basic tiles, and there was no wow factor. There wasn't anything. She had her plumbing selected. So we kind of helped her pull everything together by, like, helping her pick out not very expensive tiles either, just, like, really nice, clean tiles, you know, to give her the wow factor that she wanted. And we pulled it together and helped with the fixtures that she selected and helped her pick paint colors and cabinet selections and everything. And it really turned out great. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a team effort, but we definitely, you know, try to keep the client in mind and, you know, give them the wow factor and use our vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like you mentioned, you know, when a client is working on a big project like that, they're going to a lot of different vendors, seeing a lot of different people. And, you know, the tile vendor isn't necessarily going to know what you've selected for your kitchen or what your furniture, you know, what your overall feel should be for the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to keep that in mind and help you stay, you know, focused on that feeling you said you wanted from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that everything flows together and your kitchen looks like it belongs in the same house as your, you know, as your guest bedroom, as your living room, as your bathroom, whatever, that it all looks like they belong in the same space and to the same family.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to, like, keep you focused on that design goal so that you don't, it's hard sometimes not to get distracted by the really pretty thing, new thing at the showroom, which may not fit in with your original aesthetic and what you said you wanted as a goal for your space.
Right.
So people try to keep you, you know.
Yeah. People might like the look of a barn door, separating the dining room from the living room. But if that doesn't go with the overall motif that you have, in your home, that, you know, that's how do you redirect a homeowner that might see that and say, hey, is that, you know, can we do this in our house, when they might be going more in a modern approach to the look of their home?
Yeah, we just, you know, at the end of the day, it is their home. And if it's just down to aesthetics, they can put whatever they want in there. But if you have hired us and you're asking us, you know, what do you think? Does this look good in here? And we don't think it, you know, that we don't think it's the right fit, then we will tell you and we'll suggest an alternative that might fit better in your space and kind of bring the whole look together. I mean, you know, it doesn't always just come down to aesthetics. Sometimes it's more about the function. You know, a barn door may not make sense separating these two spaces because it's not going to provide either the privacy you're looking for, the soundproofing, whatever it is. You know, sometimes it's aesthetics and sometimes it's function, but we do try to just keep you on track and we will make suggestions but we'll listen to their input as well. You know, if they've fallen in love with it, then we'll try to maybe make some other tweaks to the space so that now fits mm-hmm. there and makes sense.
Yeah, for an example, we have a client right now. She wanted to do an arch doorway. And once we ripped out, it was a remodel. So once we ripped out all the walls and got down to the studs, we realized that to do that, we would have to reconfigure the whole doorway, hire an engineer, do all this stuff. So instead of doing that, we're going to do an arch door with glass. So we kind of, you know, work, twist it, and it kind of helps, like, if they want an option, maybe option A is not the best option for you, but we can find option B or C that would fit the space rather than, you know, just eliminating the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Was that a load-bearing wall that required a header and you needed an engineer's stamp for that?
Yes, it was.
Gotcha. And so you were able to satisfy the homeowner without having to compromise that load-bearing wall. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Good. How do you, how do you divide the division of labor between you two? Do one of you specialize more in one thing than the other?
No,
not necessarily.
Yeah, we both can do everything from drawings to the finished product. I think we divide it by clients. We're just basically whoever is, you know, every other one, or yeah, it just depends.
Sometimes it's the right fit.
Yeah,
we each take lead on specific projects, and then the other one will provide support where needed. Sometimes, depending on the size of the project, you know, but each one of us will take lead on specific projects, just how they come, or if it feels like the right fit to us, or you know, potentially if someone's been referred to us because of a past project done. And it just kind of works out, but we are a team at the end of the day. So no matter what, we continue to provide support on every project and try to know in general what's happening on every project, although one of us will be the lead designer.
Mm-hmm. How long has Indigo Alley Interiors been around?
6 years. As I say, was it 2016?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. we've known each other for a long time. We actually met in school and both worked with other designers after we graduated. And I believe it was 2016 when Amanda showed up at my door and said, "We're doing it." We had always said we were going to start a business together when we were in school together. And we love working together. I think we make a great team. We're opposites in a lot of ways, but we complement each other.
Sounds like you finish each other's sentences too.
That's true.
What about when, how do you manage to push a homeowner out of their comfort zone? Because if the homeowner is, they say, okay, I'm going to hire Indigo Alley Interiors. But then by taking that step, they're saying I'm willing to turn over some of the control of the project, mm-hmm. because I know that the interior designers will be able to come up with a look or a plan that is vastly superior to what I could come up with on my own. But then the interior designer comes back and says, makes a suggestion, I'm sure that you've experienced this before where the interior designer, or I mean the homeowner is like, you know, takes a gasp and is like, how, you want me to do what?
When we make suggestions, we do our best to, you know, pull together a way to show it to them.
As possible.
I mean, we bring them samples, we try to put together mood boards, draw elevations, whatever. We try to show them to the best of our ability what that's going to look like if they do follow through with whatever we might be suggesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's truly not something they want, we don't force it. But we do try to explain to them why we might think it's the best fit, or why we think it'd be a really great idea to, you know, incorporate that. And a lot of times by the time we finish explaining why we think it's going to work, they usually, you know, are on board, or if they're not, that's okay. You mm-hmm. know, it's like I said earlier, it's not our house. We're not the ones that are going to live there. So we really want to make sure that our client loves it and is happy there and is happy with the choices they've mm-hmm. made.
What about, do you ever have any homeowners that you're working with at Indigo Alley Interiors where the homeowner says, hey, I found this blah, blah, blah online and, you know, I want to go ahead and buy it. There's positives and negatives to that. And sometimes the homeowner may not realize the dimensions, or they may purchase this and get it home and realize it doesn't fit or that kind of thing. How do you manage that?
a couple different ways, I think. I mean, if they really, like, if they're bringing it from maybe an existing home and they love it, we'll help them make it fit in the space somewhere. Mm-hmm. If they're buying something online and they love it, they're more than happy to buy it. But usually we try to, you know, draw it into a floor plan and kind of see where we can fit it before we tell them, like, definitely go ahead and purchase it. Because if they already purchased it, then we try to figure out maybe they think it's going to go in the dining room and it's way too big. So maybe we can put it in a bedroom or a foyer. We'll try to make it work for them and their space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect example.
You know, there's always a risk too. I mean, we spend a lot of time, you know, researching the products and trying to know our brands so that the quality is there, and you know that we're picking something that's going to fit in this space. So there is, you know, it's risky to go rogue sometimes, but mm-hmm. we try our best to make it work for you.
Well, not to mention, you have relationships with local vendors, you mentioned, which means local showrooms throughout Charleston. And if the homeowner is going outside of your network, you've worked with some of those showrooms for many years, and if a problem occurs, you can call the showroom and say, hey, the homeowner's having problems with this faucet. What can you do about it? But if they purchase that on their own, the homeowner is on their own as far as, you know, hiring a plumber, getting that fixture replaced and so on. Right.
Well, yeah, if we didn't purchase it, or if they're like basically like a fixture or something, we will try to say, like, you know, we don't know the quality of this product, so we can't really recommend it. So if something does happen to it, you know, not saying you're on your own, but we'll try to give you a plumber and things like that, but we can't guarantee that, you know, it's going to work. But if we spec it from one of our vendors, then yeah, they'll definitely, most 90% of the time, come back, not even 90, 100% of the time, and fix it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, how can folks get more information about Indigo Alley Interiors?
You can check us out on our social media or on our website. We actually just redid our website, so we're pretty proud of it. It's www.indigoalleyinteriors.com. And, you know, check us out on Instagram as well. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Margaret Lee Moniz and Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's going to have a great day.
And joining us now is heating and air conditioning expert Tom Harvey with Holy City Heating and Air. How you doing, Tom?
Well, hello, Tim. I'm doing just fine. Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good. Yeah. Glad to have you. Tom, take a moment and tell everybody about Holy City Heating and Air.
Okay. Well, Holy City Heating and Air, I founded the company back in 2015, and it was just myself in a truck, and I was out fixing things for friends and family. And at a point there, you know, a couple of years into that, I decided I wanted to try to grow a business and learn how to grow the business. And so now I've expanded to take care of a whole lot more folks than I was back in 2015. We've got right at 30 employees now. And we also offer plumbing as of the beginning of 2021. So I'm just really trying to as much as possible cover all the bases for our heating and air customers that were already in their homes doing a good job with their HVAC. And we're seeing the drippy pipes, and we're seeing the water heaters beginning to fail. And I always like to bring it to the homeowner's attention, but I did not like not having a fix for it. So of course we had to add the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing.
Gotcha. And I know that just scratches the surface. For example, Holy City Heating and Air, you folks are very involved in the community. I know that I talked to you before the holidays. You folks were a drop-off location for Toys for Tots, for example, and saw you on TV with Rob Fowler. What is it about the community involvement that Holy City Heating and Air feels that it's so important to be a part of?
Well, I think it's important to be a part of being involved and helping the community, because we are, you know, in fact, a part of the community. We are all my employees and myself, we make up this community, right? And so if we're in a position that we're able to help, and I think that people that are able to help should help. And that's sort of how we run the business. And, you know, in addition to the Toys for Tots, we're also a drop off point for, it was my sister's house, and as well as Charleston Orphanage here.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Well, thank you for doing that. That's I'm sure you're busy enough just running the company, and to do all these extra things for the community is says a lot about Holy City Heating and Air's character.
Well, now that we've, you know, as the team grows, I've got help out in the field and with other things also. And it does, it lets myself and Jennifer have time to be able to commit time to doing things for the community that we wouldn't have had time to do before. And I'm really fortunate and feel blessed to have that mm-hmm. ability to be able to do that and to give back like this.
What are you most proud of with Holy City Heating and Air? Like what really sets you Holy City Heating and Air apart from other HVAC companies?
I think that it would have to be my resolve to providing, you know, actual real solutions, fixes, you know, not just coming into the home and swapping out the box, maybe not just fixing the part that's failed, but taking a larger look at the home's heating and air conditioning, you know, trying to, you know, have those conversations with our homeowners about what's going on in the house and things that may not relate to their HVAC or other plumbing, and sort of tying it all together. And when we go to offer try to solve this problem, whatever that problem might be, that it's a comprehensive solution, that it fixes it for real. And if past that, you know, the type of equipment we use, I have for the last few years focused on, well, I'd say the higher end of the technology, you know, technology isn't changing and it is improving daily. It's becoming more affordable to have the more functional equipment. So to me, installing equipment that is, you know, more or less obsolete the moment that it's installed makes no sense. And so wanting to stay ahead of the technology curve and lead the way with this technology rather than be afraid of and hide behind it. So I'm proud, first of all, that we are really out here to fix these problems, and that we're using the right equipment for the application. And that's a thing that not everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm. Not just selling something to the homeowner, but providing a genuine solution.
That's exactly right. And, you know, when something's getting sold, someone is, you know, a homeowner is having to come off of, you know, however much it is. It's almost never expected. And certainly one wouldn't want to invest in their home, you know, to the tune of $10,000-$20,000+, and then not have the results they want. So it is important, our due diligence and making sure that we're sizing the equipment properly, that we're, you know, identifying any other issues in the home that might be leading that to become a problem. So, you know, just being very thorough in what we do.
Mm-hmm. Holy City Heating and Air, you folks have been involved with several projects in downtown Charleston, where, you know, these are homes built over 100 years ago and were originally not built with heating and air conditioning in mind. How do you overcome that kind of challenge?
Again, by paying close attention to what we're doing and understanding how the home works. And homes from that period are very different than ones that we would build today or even 20 years ago. Back in those days, they weren't meant to be sealed up. They were meant to breathe. They were not meant to have air conditioning, as you said. And so trying to educate the homeowner or the contractor, whatever the case may be, or both, as to what it is they trying to find out what it is they want out of the end result to be, and making sure that we put equipment in that doesn't actually cause problems, you know, by whether it's sizing or whether it's there being what we call infiltration, that's outside air that moves its way in. You know, taking a close look at that, the envelope of the home, we'll say, mm-hmm. and that's everything from the top to the bottom, and that's really what needs to happen. Just close attention to what everyone's doing. Sizing is very important, and also, and a lot of the time, trying to maintain some kind of historical aspect to it as well. And so, which everybody wants to have air conditioning, but almost no one wants to see it, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to get very creative in a lot of these downtown homes here. And that's really one of my favorite things to do. One of our favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm. What types of innovations have you seen in heating and air conditioning that Holy City Heating and Air has embraced?
Well, in terms of equipment that you might have in your home, you know, split system, or if it's a, you know, an indoor unit, an outdoor unit, or some of these are all in ones or package units, almost exclusively will provide and install variable speed equipment. And that's where your compressor and your fans are all able to self-adjust their speeds, which gives you a lot more control over temperature. You're able to get to the temperature that you want the home to be. Compressor and fan speeds will drop down to a point that will continue to run and maintain that temperature while also moving the air, making the air feel less humid because we're dehumidifying it as it moves across your coil and make, you know, the circulation, the feel of the home. It is a quality of life and it's a comfort thing for me. And I think that if a homeowner is to make the investment in their home, it should be made with some education and, you know, knowing that the house can feel much different than it had felt before, if only we will use the equipment that really works the best for it.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular brands that Holy City Heating and Air suggests to homeowners?
Well, the brand that I suggest would be the one that we are able to provide and have the most support for. Daikin Comfort Products Daikin is my manufacturer of choice. And past that, the Daikin Fit, the Fit system is the variable speed system that we install so many of. And that's the variable speed indoor unit, variable speed compressor outside. And it just does a fantastic job of making the home feel great and also limiting energy use too.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Holy City Heating and Air?
Well, you can go onto the site at holycityhvac.com. There'll be some content also through your Facebook and Instagram, but I think more than anything, visit the website. And also, if you would reach out with a form submission there, an inquiry through that site, with any question you might have, whether it's scheduling, questions about equipment, you're looking for employment, any of those things, you can reach out right through the website. You can also call us on the main line at 843-998-2244. And somebody will be there to assist you, figure out what you need and see what we can do to help you.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Tom Harvey with Holy City Heating and Air. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks you, Tim. I sure appreciate the opportunity to come on here and talk to your people.
You bet. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.